Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome. This is Spiritual Satire Radio and I am Desiree, your producer boss. Now entering the studio, Terrence Shea.
You're just hurting yourself with this rambunctious behavior.
Zach Mikulchevsky.
Here's to 5 miserable months on the wagon and all the irreparable harm that it's caused me.
Corey Mendelbaum.
I'm looking for the least possible amount of responsibility.
And Fat Paulie Valentino.
I like them frank fried potatoes.
That is true. I do like them French fried potatoes. Oh, my soul. Ladies and gentlemen, Fat Paulie Valentino right here, live from South Central Pennsylvania in studio with Corey Mendelbaum. Hey, Corey, buddy, buddy, buddy. Corey, buddy.
Hey, sorry, we got locked out of the house because we did the code wrong like 17 times.
You would think that, you know, being in the studio together, he would be able to see that I'm like tossing to him with the big pointing finger, but, you know, he's acting like he's outside some house with some secret code. Terrence, buddy, are you in the studio right next to me?
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, buddy, all right. And Zach Mikulchevsky.
Nope.
Zach? Zach Mikulchevsky, Zach, buddy?
None of the sound bites of him, so he's not going to answer.
Well, yeah. Well, let's, I don't know. Let's see if the police have any information on Zach here. Hold on.
Well, what does this guy look like, anyway?
Oh, he's a little guy, kind of funny looking.
Uh-huh. In what way?
Oh, just in a general kind of way.
Yeah. Just a hey, Desiree, can you come in here for a second? Desiree, put the headphones on. Desiree, what did Zach call you? Did he say anything to you?
I'm committed to Zach forever.
Yeah, that's great. I remember last week when we were interviewing you about your whole new relationship with him. What did he call you today or anything?
I would rather die than be without my little wacky Zachy angel.
You're a nutcase. That's go back outside and answer the phones. Would you? Okay, the phone number 773-897-6483. 773-897-6483. If you want to call in, we're going to have some good segments tonight. We are going to definitely pick on Zach because Zach may or may not be cheating on Desiree. We're going to try to call all 16 of Zach's phones and during the show and try and make him answer. At least either answer or make his if he is in fact on an alleged date. What's it, Corey? What's the right way to say that? Allegedly on a date or on an alleged date?
I think both would do well. It sounds better that he's allegedly on a date.
Yeah, allegedly on a date.
So, I mean, both of them question whether or not the date exists.
Yeah. So I don't know if she's going to be joining him later.
Love After Midnight
on Zach's,
with Zachary Mikulchevsky.
His own online radio show, Love After Midnight with Zachary Mikulchevsky. But we are going to try to interrupt his date. I don't know if Attorney Josh is going to join us tonight. Do we have an update on that, Terrence? Is your attorney going to join us?
I can neither confirm nor deny that.
Oh, beautiful. But now, without going into any specifics, seriously, like, are the events of the front door and what happened earlier, are they, like, casting a bad mood on the house, or are people in the mood to goof off a little bit?
I think they all need drug tests, Paul.
Beautiful. Mikey
I
Sales?
I don't understand why anyone would be in a bad mood.
No,
like,
I
just see this coming.
Yeah, I hear you. All right. So Dr. Phil is going to be here. Gunnery Sergeant Hartman is going to be here.
That fucking cocksucker.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And Donald Trump is going to join us tonight.
Wow.
Yeah, nobody's excited about that, huh? Okay, well, that's all right. Nothing to do with me. I got no problem. Let's do this. Let's try and give... let's try to give Zach a phone call here real quick and see what we can come up with. Got to make the in-studio phone work. Sorry about this. I'm balancing the whole thing. Never mind the fact that the show is dying right now while I'm, you know, doing this to you.
Well, no, it's all right. I'm eating a banana.
A banana? All right, let's see.
A banana?
Oh, should we leave a message? Let's see if we can leave a message for him. I want to keep calling all of his phone numbers and hopefully interrupt this alleged date. Maybe with Zach it is an alleged date. Maybe he's allegedly on what could only allegedly be described as a date. Zach Mikleshevsky.
I don't think he would call it a date.
Okay. Let's see what we got here. Well, quick shout out to Taco Tiffany listening tonight. Thank you very much.
Taco Tiffany. How are you today?
You know, Zach does strike me as the I don't have a voicemail setup kind of a guy. Well, you know, I hit cancel and the thing still rings. We got to work on that. See, it's the backwoods equipment that we've got here. Sorry about that. Nothing against anybody who lives in the backwoods in a trailer or anything like that. We went over that, right? With 50 Shades of Grey, it's only entertaining. You know, the meme says it's only entertaining because the guy's a billionaire. But, you know, if he lived in a trailer, it would be not even reality TV. It would be a news segment. All right, we're trying phone number two. Zach's phone number two right now. Who's yelling? Boy, that's not nice. Nope, no phone number two. All right, we'll try some more phones for Zach Mikleshevsky as we go through the show tonight. Tonight on the program, Corey is going to be educating us about penguins. We are going to continue to get to the bottom of this investigation on whether or not Zach is cheating on Desiree. I'm not planning on doing anything. And Terrence is going to clear up the whole, it's a whole, is it a transgender? What is it, an issue or a controversy or what would you call it? God forbid you should be.
I'm sorry. When I ask calls, I answer. You know what I'm saying? What were you saying?
Who is there?
What?
I'm sorry. That's classic. I mean, this is like high school social studies. I'm up at the board. I'm talking about completely useless information. And Mr. Shea, what do you think about that? I'm sorry, Teach. What would you say? Terrence, you're going to be talking about the whole transgender. I don't know. Is it an issue or a controversy or what? How would you describe it?
Oh, man, dude. I would like to think that a pimp's bottom would definitely have to be when you start pimping trannies. Pimping ain't easy, especially when you're pimping trannies. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to get to that. I want to say one more time.
Are you saying from experience?
What?
I was asking if you were saying it from experience.
I mean, I can neither confirm nor deny that. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying nothing by it. I'm just saying that pimping ain't easy, especially when if you only have transsexuals.
If your attorney is listening, the phone number to call in is 773-897-6483. We're off to a roaring start. I got a voicemail on my cell phone here. I think somebody was trying to dial Zach Mikleshevsky, I should say, and this is all I heard in the background. So I'm just going to play this raw, unedited.
I was hoping you'd give me a bath. Very, very dirty.
This is what I hear. You know, Zach's trying to call me. The voicemail kicks on. I hear this woman in the background. So I think, what's that?
Well, I thought he was with his mother.
Ooh, that makes that voicemail even weirder, doesn't it? I mean, I guess we shouldn't judge, you know?
I don't judge until all the facts come in and someone pays me, like every judge.
What, Corey, if you were cheating on your girlfriend, what are some of the things that you would tell the woman with whom you were cheating?
I would tell her, listen, first of all, I should probably tell my girlfriend that I'm sorry I haven't talked to her in years because I didn't know I was dating her. And it would kind of be shitty because the first thing I would say is, like, by the way, I've been very unfaithful to this relationship. They know we were dating. And then I would tell her to fight for me.
You do understand that it was like a hypothetical that I was, you know, I mean, to try to go back to 4 years ago. I mean, I know what you were like 4 years ago. You told me what you were like 4 years ago. And saying this kind of stuff to your girlfriend is not cool.
It rubs the lotion on its skin. It does this whenever it's told.
Listen,
it rubs the lotion on its skin or else it gets the hose again.
Or it gets the hose?
Trying to keep her skin healthy.
Or it gets the hose? Really? That's
what
cool?
What I call my penis.
773-897-6483 if you want to call in and talk to Corey Mendelbaum about his alleged penis.
Alleged.
If you're one of the thousands of men who suffer from erectile dysfunction, you already know that it's no laughing matter.
Oh, yes, it is. I think so. All right. So,
I call my penis
Terrence,
because it coils up in a large.
We were talking about, you know, people getting to their bottom. We are, when Zach joins us, we're four guys. So tonight we're three guys in recovery who want to vent. We always vent about silly, stupid stuff. And you said you're thinking that a pimp might finally realize that his life is unmanageable if he realized that he's pimping trannies and that those are the only, for lack of a better phrase, horses in the stable. Go ahead. Tell us what's going on.
Well, there was a friend of mine. You know?
I'm a smooth pimp who loves the pussy. And tell me here's my black man service. What?
Sorry,
but I don't even want to know what that's from. But, yeah, man, you know, it's a struggle when, you know, like, you set a quota for these men and or women. I cannot neither confirm nor deny, but you know, you set a quota and they can't meet that quota because, you know, it's a lot more difficult nowadays. It's not what it used to be. You know, I don't live in Bangkok. You know, I live in York, Pennsylvania, and I find it very, very difficult to find clientele for such men and or women of such stature.
Well, what are we talking? I mean, are we talking about, you know, I mean, there's some crude phrasing going on here. Are these preoperative transgender, am I supposed to say preoperative men or preoperative women? I mean, if they think of themselves as women, even though they haven't gone through an operation, is that what's going on here? Are they chicks with dicks or what are we talking about here?
I don't ask any questions. You know, I don't want to know, to be brutally honest with you. I don't touch the merchandise. I just, you know, I hope for the best.
But how do you know it's good?
And, it's actually very rough. It's incredibly difficult.
Okay. So that's...
I rake in about, like, $1. Like... A dollar. Like I said, it's not easy, man. And you know, how is a gentleman supposed to live in an economy like this? I don't understand it. It blows my mind. And that dollar is not, you know, from the services that they provide. I actually was walking down the street earlier, and I found $1, and that is where that revenue came from.
Wow.
Yeah, like I said, it's not easy.
Did you hear Dr. Phil was asking you some questions there? Did you hear that?
Oh boy. What is Dr. asking?
No, it's not coming through. Well, we're going
to
have to work on that. Sorry about that. Apparently, the connection with Dr. Phil is not all I hoped it was going to be. All right. So 773-897-6483. If your attorney or Mikey Sales wants to call in, Taco Tiffany, I think that our friend Beverly might be listening tonight. I'm not sure if Arian, who was a guest on the show last week, is listening. Last thing she told me was... that she's working tonight. So Corey, what's the deal with what's the deal with penguins? Why are you so concerned about penguins? Is this yet another species that we're going to have a telethon about?
Well, you know, I really get tired about talking about penguins because I.
All right, we don't have to.
I
thanks.
Loathe, no. I loathe.
Could you want me, Terrence? You want me to call Josh or Mikey? Obviously, Corey doesn't want to talk about penguins tonight, so that's okay.
I want to talk about penguins.
I thought you just said you get tired talking about penguins.
I like being tired.
I get tired when people get tired.
Well, that sounds like a personal problem.
Oh, here we go. Now it's a personal problem. Okay, whatever. So what? Tell me. All right. Do your little public service announcement. You know, all these free announcements, you are supposed to be getting sponsors for the show, paying sponsors, not free announcements for missionaries and.
I'm just trying to spread the good faith.
Yeah, trying. That's great. Fabulous. Thanks a lot for your help. So, all right. So go ahead about penguins. I promise I won't interrupt ever.
Oh, I'm sorry. Are you talking to me?
Yes, he was. I think you need to talk
to him. All right. Well, about penguins is that I think they're responsible for global warming, and I don't like them.
Global warming?
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think
there's
that
too
penguins
many of them.
Are...
They huddle
I thought
in
the
groups.
Whole point of talking about this was that they were endangered.
I want them to be endangered. I hope they're endangered. There's too many of them.
Wow.
Even if
there's
20
kind
of them,
an
they
odd,
huddle in a
this
group.
Is...
I just want to take a moment to say that. I just want to take a moment to say that Corey's views are not mine, and to all of our penguin listeners who are probably listening to this right now.
They're garbage, and you're garbage too.
I do not share
penguins
the same
are
views
a garbage species. They huddle in giant circles, and just. With the body heat, man, do you know how many ice caps they melt a day?
They melt. Only the North Pole penguins melt ice caps. There are no ice caps in the South Pole.
There's no ice caps.
North Pole penguins.
Because they melted them, and there's not North Pole penguins.
How do you
well,
know?
First of all, there are North Pole penguins, and they would be the ones melting ice caps because there are ice caps in the North Pole. Second of all, there are no ice caps in the South Pole. So can the South Pole penguins stay?
Are they called ice bottoms in the South Pole?
No, they don't. It's a rock.
Now, I have a question. Do North Pole penguins and South Pole penguins have, like, beef? Is it, like, a Crips Bloods kind of thing? Is it like a KKK versus mafia kind of thing? Like, I don't understand how that goes. Like, do they have terrorists?
KKK versus mafia? Is that a thing?
You didn't know that. Oh, buddy, that's another conversation for another time.
No, I'm probably not interested. But there are no such thing as North Pole penguins, so it's more like South Pole penguins fighting ghosts or something that they think are real.
What?
Just causing more body heat.
Dude, I Googled this. I Googled North Pole penguins, and a bunch of pictures came up. There are North Pole penguins.
I know what you Googled, and I don't care. Because I Googled as well.
Okay.
I'm not gonna talk about what I Googled about.
Okay.
That is brought to you by our sponsor, Google. That is now a thing. You know,
apparently.
For all your safety needs, if you need, you know, literally all the information on this planet in the palm of your hand.
That's not true. I asked Google how tall I was, and it couldn't tell me.
Well, if you have an arrest record, then we would definitely have that information.
No, so I need to get arrested to be considered important by this world.
Google knows how tall I was when I got arrested.
773-897-6483. If you want to call in and challenge me on my theory of North Pole penguins, if you want to agree with Corey, if you want to discuss his lacking genitalia, or if you have any information on the whereabouts of Zachary Mikleshevsky.
Love After Midnight with Zachary Mikleshevsky.
Mm.
You know, without his laugh, it's not the same. Without his laugh, it's just kind of, bleh, you know what I mean?
Well,
no?
Yes? I kind of disagree with you, but I personally, you know, I think he's a great man. You know, I respect his, for lack of a better word, hustle. And, you know, I mean,
you like his hustle?
Yeah, man. He has six jobs. He does not get tired.
Six jobs, does not get tired. Okay, that's not exactly what I thought you were talking about. I thought you were talking about his 17 girlfriends. Six jobs, 17 girlfriends. Okay. I guess I should admire that.
I mean, yeah, you got it. Like, you got it. You can't be mad at that. You have to respect the fact that you can juggle 17 girlfriends, a talk show, and six jobs. I just don't understand it.
Is anybody, Terrence or Corey, anybody around in either of your studios? Do we need to make any phone calls? What's going on?
Nobody is around in my studio because my AC was taken out, which I'm upset about, and my rent isn't going down.
Yeah.
And that's why there's nobody there.
Yeah.
Is your room too warm at this point?
My room is warm, it's uncomfortable, and I am upset.
Wow, there's a shock.
It's almost like there's a herd of penguins in here. Just warming the place up. Melting ice bottoms for cats.
Boy, you are really, like, you're really upset about the fact that there's no... Can you find a definition of a South Pole... ice cap, because I'm totally confused. You're saying ice caps, where in the North Pole is where the water is frozen, and so that would prove that there are North Pole penguins. But you are insisting that that's not the case. There are only South Pole penguins, but yet you keep talking about melting ice caps when there are no ice caps in Antarctica. It's a rock. It's not a cap. It's not like a cap on the Arctic Ocean. So, if you could reconcile all that for me, that'd be fantastic.
The Antarctic ice sheet is one of the two polar ice caps of the Earth.
Okay.
Wait, there are two?
NASA study. Mass game. Oh, hold on. It's loading. My computer doesn't have a... All right.
Sorry about that. I keep having to mute because, as you can hear, I've got a cold and I'm sneezing and coughing and... all kinds of stupid stuff. Mass gains of Antarctic ice sheet. Doesn't say anything about
that. You're reading the same thing.
The Antarctic ice sheet is one of the two polar ice caps of the Earth. See, it's right there. I told you. Two polar ice caps. Two polar ice caps. Proves that there are North Pole penguins.
Wow.
So what do you think about that?
Because penguins wear hats.
Yes, exactly.
Those are the kind of cats,
you know,
we're talking about, right?
I'm going to tell you, this room, I had a conversation once, and, you know, when people insist on things that are just not scientific, it cracks me up. There was a guy who once challenged me when I said to him, I mean, obviously we're listening to Pink Floyd, but I said to him, you know, there's no dark side of the moon. He challenged me about that for, I don't know, like 2 hours. He kept going on and on. There has to be the sun, blah, blah. There's no dark side of the moon, folks. It's always lit up. Every time we see it, it's lit up. It's lighted. And there is no dark side of the moon.
I don't believe in the moon.
Well,
if you believe in the moon, you're a child.
That's fine. You can call my belief childish. I don't have a problem with that. Anybody can have an opinion about what I say about North Pole penguins, no dark side of the moon, existence of the moon, whatever. I got no problem with that. Terrence, I'm sorry, we never got to you. Is there anybody in your studio? Is Attorney Josh around?
I mean, besides my, you know, my work labor force, there is currently nobody in my studio.
Okay.
Yeah, traffic is slow.
I guess so. Is everybody outside, or are they just out, or what's going on?
Well, you know, they should be out working, but, you know, see, like, Saturdays are slow days, apparently people who do not like transsexuals are not out on Saturday nights. For some reason, they are out on every other night of the week.
I'm guessing. Oh, wait, we're going to try.
We're talking about anybody who you could call.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No,
okay, we got no go there.
Hello?
All right.
Hello?
Mikey? Oh, where did he go? Let's try that one more time.
He might be doing a study.
Oh, should I leave him alone?
No.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
All right. Maybe he'll call back in. All right. So, Corey, obviously the Penguins went nowhere. Terrence, obviously the training thing went nowhere. We got no Mikey Sales. We got no Attorney Josh. We're going down in flames, and it's all Zachary Mikhlishevsky's fault. That's who I blame.
I would have to agree. Yeah, I guess I never really realized how much the
what in the wide, wide world of sports is going on here?
Yep, he took off, and the whole thing is going down. Everybody's upset about it. The studio audience is looks like they're getting upset.
It's hot in my room. I'm upset.
We have a surprise guest in our studio.
Who's the surprise guest? Do they want to call in 773-897-6483, or should I be making a phone call?
My phone died.
Your phone died?
Yeah.
Hold on just a second. We've got a caller coming in here. Good evening and welcome to Spiritual Satire Radio. This is Fat Paulie. Go ahead.
I'm calling about the Civil War memorabilia you have for sale in the paper.
Sir, I'm sorry. This is an online radio show. We don't have any.
Paul, I got this. Civil War memorabilia. That's what I've been selling on the fly.
Oh, you are?
Show.
Oh, okay. Sir, this is Corey Mendelbaum.
Civil War.
And he's going to help you out with the memorabilia. Sorry, I'll be quiet.
Yeah, sorry. This is just bringing up one of our sponsors. We're sponsored by the Civil War, the only war where we still had cool uniforms.
That is such a disgrace to all of the Army in today's society. You are a scumbag, dude.
Man, green and brown?
Wait. Guys, there's somebody calling it. Sir, I'm sorry. Did you think that this was the number for somebody selling Civil War memorabilia?
Dude, yeah, I'll tell you whatever you want, dude. I got plenty of memorabilia, dude. What are you?
Whatever you gave me, Fat Paulie. Fat Paulie gave me this phone number.
No. That's me. I'm Fat Paulie, sir. What is your name?
Mark Sutherland. I'm down here in beautiful
Mark Sutherland. Ladies and gentlemen, Mark Sutherland, Sr., founder of Jam Music, which used to be in Spring Grove, guitar player extraordinaire. Mark is an absolutely amazing dude, one of my closest friends. He is in the studio with us tonight, and I had to mute those other two jackrabbits so that they'd be quiet for 5 seconds so I could have a conversation with you. Mark was going to call in and goof on us, and so he hit us with the Civil War memorabilia, and Mikey Sales went off on theft of honor.
It was Larry.
Larry? Larry is up at 10 o'clock at night? Oh, you
yeah,
thought the guy calling in was Larry?
Yeah.
Hey, Fat Paulie.
I thought it was just him delusionally wanting memorabilia from back when he was alive.
Mikey Sales, what's going on, buddy? You sound like you're
talking right on top of the microphone like this.
Like that's an insane.
I am. Indeed, I am.
Okay, well, you invoked my name, so what's
going
on?
What's going on, dude? I've been expecting
what's going on,
to see
dude?
You on the...
Did your phone die? What's going on?
Days. My phone's dead, dude.
Why am... What's with the echo? Who's got me on speaker?
Oh, hang on. Yeah, you're off speaker, dude.
Okay.
Okay.
And yet I can still hear it in the background. That's all right. We'll just go with the complete total distraction. I got no problem with that.
What a dope. What a maroon.
So, Mark Sutherland, tell us what's going on with your musical projects.
Well, playing music with the Agents of Luton, and we're playing down at the Racehorse next Saturday, so make sure you come out for that. Playing the Crab, playing, you know, local area.
Oh, yeah? When are you going to be at the Crab, buddy?
The 15th, I believe, of next month.
15th of November, folks. Glad Crab, Agents of Luton. You got to go see them. I wrote an intro for the Agents of Luton, and they're really doing a great job, Mark and Dave and Freddie Boom Boom Murphy. They're getting it done. It's good local music, good cover, some great rock and roll covers. And Mark, I love when you guys do Bad Girlfriend. I just get all over that. That just makes me crazy. You guys are really doing a good job with that. Are you playing with Junior anywhere soon?
I gotta let you tell him.
Very cool. No, nothing on the books with him. He's playing tonight at the Racehorse or at the
all right.
White Rose. He's
the
White Rose.
Paul,
what's up?
We have another caller here, and I believe he has nothing but deplorable things to say. So, hold on one.
Nice.
Not with that hand. Hey, yo, Fat Paulie, I'm in the middle of having your wife deep throw my cock. Tell me how my dick tastes when she gets home, buddy.
Whoa.
And here's
the irony of it. I'm not even married, so I'm not exactly sure what she told you, Mikey Sales. But you may actually be fooling around with the wrong woman, and her husband may not be as understanding as I am. So, Mark, what's anything?
He said he's never seen a mountain so pretty. So maybe
happening soon with Two
girl.
For the Road.
Yeah, we hopefully going to get back at it again when Ryan's not as busy with work. But you know, who knows? You know, playing music.
Good deal. Good deal. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, yeah. I had the pleasure. Mark's friend Aaron cooked dinner, and we ate some really, really great goulash tonight. I was absolutely stuffed. Had garlic toast. It was stinking amazing. It was absolutely fantastic. Mark Sutherland, thank you very much for calling in. Keep listening. We appreciate you, brother.
Yeah, man. Good job. Keep up the good work. We're going to stay tuned to the end, so keep it real.
All right. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye. So why now? Did Mikey Sales think that was like his brand of humorous, or I mean, what's going
well,
on?
He asked me to say it, and I said no because I have a dab of class.
Yeah.
And and then he said he'd pay me money, and I considered it, but
dude, he didn't offer me any money.
Is Mikey Sales listening? Because I have a question for him.
No.
He's not listening?
What would you do with a brain if you had one?
That's all I wanted to find out. 773-897-6483. Got to tell you, tonight's episode, probably right up there with the second episode. Third episode last week was definitely better when we had Attorney Josh on. I wish he was somewhere around. Do we have is there a number you can text me, Taryn? Would Attorney Josh accept the phone call?
I cannot do that at this time because I can neither confirm nor deny his existence.
You can talk about him, but you can't confirm that he does exist. I like that. If Michael Kay is listening, 773-897-6483, you're welcome to call in. We could talk about anything you want. Older Larry, Aaron, not AA Ron. Who else we got?
Just talk about how fucking hot it is in my room. I'm going to go steal the AC back out of Joey's basement.
What would you claim is the temperature there? Because I'm having a hard time believing that it's really that hot.
It's at least not 40 degrees. And I'm not.
It's at least not 40 degrees? You know, when you get in my car and it's 40 degrees, you claim to be freezing. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. That must be one of those ice caps.
Well, that's because I have no control in that car. Like, if I was allowed to bring a blanket, well, not allowed, sorry, you never told me I couldn't bring a blanket, but if I was, like, in my bed, just, if I could bring my bed in your car and you could have your car 40 degrees all day, you could have your car 20 degrees if I had a comforter. I don't care.
I don't care
I
if you bring
be
a comforter.
Of my own.
You can leave the comforter in my car
comforter.
until the next time I get you. I don't care. I got no problem with that. You're more than welcome to bring a comforter. What do I care? What are you chuckling at?
I'm chuckling as thinking if somebody caught a ride home with us.
Right?
Like, oh, sorry, let me move my comforter out of the way.
Excuse me, let me move this out of the way.
What's that in there for? Oh, I don't sleep in here, but I do like to get comfy in here. Get it comfy,
crazy. What do we now? Listen, you did the PSA for the Penguins. Do we have any new sponsors, or are we still just relying on public service announcements?
Well, all right. I didn't hear what you said because I take my shirt off because, like I said, not 40 degrees in here. So we can talk about my job and mine and Terrence's job working at the G-Spot. It certainly is interesting. Terrence, I believe you just got hired on by the G-Spot.
Oh, yeah. It's honestly, it's an honor and a privilege to be able to serve the G-Spot to the best of my ability.
That was the most childish laugh I've heard of.
So,
that
might have
been the most sincere laugh.
Our one listener sent me a quick message that Greenpeace.org, an organization, let me just say, in all sincerity, that is highest among nonprofits in integrity. There is on Greenpeace.org, there's a blog titled Why There Are No Penguins in the Arctic. So I actually stand corrected because Greenpeace, again, the most integrous organization anywhere on this big, beautiful planet of ours. Never mind the fact that when they protest, they use petroleum-based kayaks. I would never want to point a finger. I would never want to say anything bad about a fine, fine organization without a stitch of hypocrisy, except for that huge fact when one of the things that they would probably put near the top or at the top of their list would be big oil. Never mind the fact that they all, every single one of them supports it with those petroleum-based products and use fossil fuel cars, heat, and electricity. But I'm not pointing a finger.
Oh, my
I'm
God,
saying,
I'm already bored.
Listen, I'm bored, and I'm the one talking.
I was looking up interesting topics to talk about.
Oh, what
about
do you got?
Because,
did you find anything? Because it's
well,
going
I found,
down.
I found a few that so one just reminded me because I was a few girls at work the other day asked me when I lost my virginity, and that is it's not a touchy topic, but it is a real topic. Like I lost my virginity when I was like 11 years old, and
I'm gonna call a timeout on this. I'm gonna call a timeout because if you're serious, we actually can't talk about this.
Well, yeah, this is all right. Then we won't talk about it because that is true. But they're just.
I mean, if you're talking about like an 11-year-old and a 12-year-old, I don't have a problem with that. But I mean, it's
yeah, no,
you know,
it wasn't.
Obvious.
It was. I was 11. She was 14. All right. This is.
All right.
I mean,
the thing is, online that may actually we may be actually talking about violating the laws of some states, and I just don't know.
This was 20 years ago. I'm not that old. All right, well, we can change. Sorry, it was the first topic that I came up.
You said funny topics. What
no,
how,
I just said interesting.
How fast
topics.
Were we
going to
get?
I said nothing
funny.
About funny.
Oh, well, it's a comedy show. I don't know if you were aware, being one of the founders.
I said interesting topics. I didn't say anything about
okay.
funny.
All right.
Here's a funny topic. Have you ever lost someone close? How do you deal with it? That's not funny? All right. Would you ever consider getting a tattoo? Where would you get it, and what would you get?
Back of my shoulder, Rolling Stones lips.
Were you a part of the hype surrounding Pamela Anderson? These are interesting topics on a website.
The only way in which I was part of the hype surrounding Pamela Anderson was if there were any gossip show hosts that talked about 18 to 25 year olds ogling her.
Well,
final answer. I don't have to call a friend on that one.
No, good stuff. Good stuff. Terrence, what about you? Were you any part of the hype surrounding Pamela Anderson? I'm assuming it's talking about her Apple phone. What was Pamela Anderson besides a porn star? Not porn star. I'm sorry. Playboy bunny.
She is stunning and brave.
There you go, folks.
Okay.
It's a classic.
I'm going to go to a different website. Let's
see. Terrence, if you were part of an online radio show that was desperate for humor on a Saturday night, what would you talk about?
Crack.
I don't know if you can hear that squeaking, but that is Terrence, the hamster in Terrence's mind. Going right now.
Yeah, theoretically, if you were a part of a talk show, that
theoretically,
just
hypothetically,
limping
speaking,
along.
Limping is pretty generous.
Limping along, dragging its hose penis behind it. Sorry, that's too crass. Why do I?
That's the fruit.
What happens when I drink coffee at 10:20?
All right, fine. Meth.
Meth. Okay, go. Go ahead.
I mean, like, it's got battery acid in it, and I don't understand, like, what the hype is surrounding it. I mean, like, I'm saying this talking to my mind because my mind thinks about crack every so often. But,
What brand of battery acid?
Huh?
You're talking about Energizer Bunny battery acid? Like, Duracell battery acid?
That you can get your hands on. And, if you've watched...
Does it taste better with certain kinds?
If you've watched an episode or two of Breaking Bad, you would know how to make shake and bake meth by like episode 3.
Listen,
I'm not
I've watched the first.
I wonder if he knows he's been muted at this point. What do you think, Terrence?
Fuck you.
No, not you, Terrence. That was the funniest thing tonight.
I thought you were talking about Terrence too. I was like,
I
still hear him.
I meant that I muted Corey. Oh man! All right, please continue talking about baking soda mess. Oh my soul.
Anywho, I mean, like, it is what it is. Like, I didn't choose to be addicted to what I am addicted to, but let me tell you, can I borrow $15 for some meth?
Yeah, totally, buddy, because I know you're going to pay me back. I mean, there's no possible way if you started using meth again, there's no possible way that you would run out of all your money, so of course I'm going to loan you $15 for some meth.
Yeah,
why
not? Not at all. Gas prices are down, so why aren't prices on meth,
That is something to consider, isn't it?
Yes, it is. In other news, we are sponsored by Trap House Incorporated.
You got a sponsor for us, buddy?
Yeah, Trap House Incorporated.
That's fantastic.
Let me tell you, the service, terrible. But anywho, they're a great group of guys. Let's get to know them. But
are they paying us?
You need to have money. Huh?
Are they paying us?
I mean, I can neither confirm nor deny that. They are willing to pay us in drugs, but the problem with that is that we are a part of a fellowship.
What is with this sketchy life of yours where, there's virtually nothing that you can confirm or deny. I mean, I get a feeling like if I pick you up for work on Wednesday and I say good morning – you're going to say, I can neither confirm nor deny that it's morning. I'm a little worried.
By my attorney, I would have to respectfully decline to answer and exercise my right to the Fifth Amendment.
Well, we've had this discussion before. What is the Fifth Amendment, buddy?
That's none of your business. I would let you.
Okay, no, I can neither confirm nor deny that it's any of my business. Corey, what did you come up with?
I was going to say, since we're on the...
Now I just want to mute him when he's in the middle of a sentence just for fun. I'm sorry, Corey. Please go ahead.
Muted.
Please go ahead.
Muted out loud. Are you sure?
It doesn't say, but it doesn't say that for any of us. Wait till you listen to the show later. It's going to be kind of funny. Well, you know, as far as anything on tonight's show could be.
But I was saying, you can tell me if this sounds offensive or not. I think it was funny.
Because
Larry,
it's not like you've established a track record tonight or anything.
Yeah, well, you know. I got Larry to laugh because I walked home, I got home and Aaron was telling me about a few books that he got. And one of the books he got was 12 Recovery Steps for Jewish People. And that's like vaguely the title. And he said, I got a few books. Like, one's about the Jewish army. And I said, just instinctively, because I saw an opportunity and went for it, is it called the Jewstabo? And he thought that was funny. Do you think that that's inappropriate, considering the Gestapo is Nazi-related? I don't know. I thought it was a pretty funny play on words.
This is it's a funny – it qualifies as a solid pun, but – and we're venturing into seriousness.
I'm not taking it serious.
The whole idea about being offended – yes, it is up to an individual, but shouldn't there be some representation from the group? Like, in that case, I don't know.
The group?
Is there a particular sect of Judaism that is recognized as the leadership and speaks for Judaism around the world that would say, now, I would, you know, I mean, personally, because of what happened during the Holocaust, I would think that that's offensive. But I'm not a Jewish guy, so what am I, you know, am I allowed to say anything?
Nope.
There you go. There's the answer. Nope.
Ladies and gentlemen, our authority on Jewish things. Parents. Now here's another question. Do you think a thumb is a finger?
Oh, yeah. Totally.
All right. Well,
how's that?
Yeah, that was a decent answer.
I got nothing else to tell you because 10 fingers. Where are you getting those other two fingers? You know what I'm saying?
You got
where I'm coming
10?
From on this.
All right, whatever. Let's see. Too much rhetoric and speech caused the fall of the Roman Empire. It will kill us, too.
Well, what's rhetoric?
I don't know what that means. I don't know what that means.
I mean, is they saying that too many people, like on our powerfully effective show, that if there are too many phrases meant to influence people? Crazy. Crazy. Well, listen, I can hear him switching channels all over the world. We gave it a good shot. I think I'm going to call it quits for tonight. We've only got 12 minutes left, and I can't see any of us surviving it. Thank you to the three people who have tuned in tonight. As always, we appreciate your listenership, and we hope you'll tune in for the next episode. Good night, Terrence.
And I would like to apologize to our listeners tonight for Zach's truancy. We will get him back online when we can. We apologize.
Wait a second. Hold on a second. You mentioned the name, and Whammo... The text message came in. Zach Mikliszewski has been located. Hopefully, you know, the three listeners didn't hang up yet because we may have five funny minutes here. Let's see if we can get him to answer this phone since he just sent me a text. We can get to the bottom of this whole thing. We can find out if he is, in fact, cheating on Desiree, if he did, in fact, have a date, how his date went. Maybe we can talk to his date.
Hello. Hey,
Zachary Mikliszewski, ladies and gentlemen, Zachary Mikliszewski is in the studio.
What's going on?
Zachary, how are you, buddy? Listen, the people are not.
I'm wonderful. Huh?
The people are not happy with you, buddy, for not being on the show most of the hour tonight. It was a total disaster. And there's a rumor going around that you may have had a date and that you may be cheating on Desiree. You remember what Desiree said last week, right?
I'm committed to Zach forever.
Yeah.
Committed to Zach for the rest of my life.
I would rather die than live without my little wacky Zachy angel.
Yeah. Rather die.
Thing in the world.
And you had did you have a date tonight?
Was it a condom?
Something like that.
Did it involve
something
another
like
human being?
Yeah.
When you butt dialed me earlier and went to voicemail, I heard this voice on my voicemail. Tell me if this is your date.
I was hoping you'd give me a bath. Very, very.
Is that your date?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
The police. The what county are you in right now? Harford.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the police down there were looking for you, and somebody thought they had spotted you.
Well, what does this guy look like, anyway?
Oh, he's a little guy, kind of funny looking.
Uh huh. In what way?
Oh, just in a general kind of way.
Just a general kind of way. Zach, is your
That's
date
funny.
There? Is your date there with you?
No, she's not.
Oh, so we don't even get to talk to her?
Nope, definitely not.
Let me ask you a question, because I think there is one listener that's going to get a kick out of this if he isn't in fact still listening. Did you? When you got done with your, quote, date, unquote, did you tell her she had to leave? Did you look down at her and say,
no,
we had this conversation. You have to go.
No. I don't do that.
All right.
Can I ask
Zachy,
are you coming home tonight, or am I going to have to sleep alone? Like, this is concerning.
No, you have to sleep alone, buddy.
All right, well, I hope you know that I said this to Aaron when he used to live with us, that when you guys leave,
you did what?
I push all of our beds together and just kind of wrap up into a crying ball of loneliness.
Yeah, I know. You told me that.
Yeah.
I do that when you're sleeping.
Do you want me to change your sign-in date to tomorrow?
Nah, it's cool because I talked to Kyle earlier.
Who?
I talked to Kyle earlier.
Alright, I thought you said Tyler. Alright.
Nah,
well,
that's
what
I talked
to. Dying lanes, so.
What, Zach, what's going to be the topic later on?
Love After Midnight with Zachary Mikuliszewski.
What's going to be the topic later on your show?
We're going to have callers call in and suggest topics.
Well, it certainly went well for us tonight, so it should go well for you too. Zach, don't take any time listening to the show tonight. It was an absolute flop. Anybody who thinks that they deserve a few pennies for their internet access back, please contact the show. And we're going to wrap it up.
Where's Terrence at?
Hold on. Go ahead.
What's up, buddy?
Oh, what's up, buddy?
Buddy, how was getting late?
Huh?
Getting late.
It's wonderful.
Let me tell you, can I confide something in you real quick?
Do what?
Can I confide something in you real quick?
Of course.
Let me tell you, I've got to be rigorously honest here, because, you know, that's how I live nowadays. But, it's been about, like, 7 months since I've gotten laid, and,
is it the same?
Let me tell you,
it
looks like it down there.
you have the opportunity, you just don't want to take it.
No, I have
the
word.
Some love after midnight advice right there.
I like the word take that you used in there.
You did, do
you?
That's funny.
Down there, it's a forest.
All right, guys, I'm going to go because I gotta get up like mad early so I can get back up there. But
That's all right.
I'll see y'all at work. And Paul, I'll see you after work.
All right. I'm glad you're okay, buddy. Terrence,
I'm good.
We're gonna all sign off. Thank you very much to those of you who listened. I'm sorry it was so torturous. We'll talk to you next time.
All right, guys. Y'all have a good night.